has, I'm trying to find out, what if all three were available, Chef Scotty? All three were available. Baker Mayfield.
Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr.
Who would you take?
I'm still taking Cousins.
You're still taking Cousins?
I just
you love your some Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I do like Baker.
I just made a comment to the two of y'all. What if Derek Carr would have gone to the playoffs last year and beaten Philadelphia, and it wasn't Baker Mayfield? Now Baker Mayfield's the big hero, and Tampa Bay's paying him way too much money to stay there.
It's a playoff winner.
He went to the playoffs a lot more than what Carr did.
But he's an aberration.
Division champ? Is he a division champ? Division champion.
He's an aberration.
First year rookie season in Cleveland took him to the playoffs.
I just legitimately want to know how you feel today. Desmond Ridder being traded from the Atlanta Falcons, by the way, for a receiver.
Atlanta's got two man receivers. They got to get rid of
really
the kid.
They really don't. Rondale Moore, okay. Hear me out. And Drake London. Darnell Mooney, that's it. When we talked with Carlos Medina yesterday, Kyle Pitts is a tight end.
He's a Jimmy. He basically said
they needed Darnell Mooney to come in because it was just Drake London. It really didn't have any other receiving help
or coordinator.
So Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Darnell Mooney of Tulane, Rondale Moore, Kyle Pitts. That's your immediate front line there. So Chef Scotty was just rolling his eyes over here. But he is dressed in Falcon black, by the way. You're saying
it's my work shirt.
It's Saint Black.
Wait.
I know.
What the heck?
Pelican you're the red. Ones in red and black.
Pelican red is how I like to call it. Defensive end Chase Young per Nick Underhill, New Orleans Football, scheduled to visit the Saints on Friday per source. On that aspect of it, do you try to get a guy like him signed? Yes or no? Chef Scotty already said. Prove it deal. He wants a 1-year deal.
We got to see what Peyton Turner can do too.
Depending on what the cost is for Young, I give him a flyer on him. Why not? I mean, you gotta make it a 1-year deal. You know, league minimum, and go. You know that you can pay him if he can give you something what he gave the Washington team the first couple of seasons. I will sure enough take him. You know, you keep saying, well, let's see what Turner. We said this last year. Let's see what Turner can do. The year before that, let's see what Turner can do.
The big news when it comes to your New Orleans Saints is Nathan Peterman. Saying is confirming to her 9 minutes. At least three quarterbacks in the offseason. That's what we talked about, right? You need camp arm stuff as well, too. Yep. The spot by Jameis Winston, a vet, to come in and compete. Now, he did previously work with Saints quarterback coach Andrew Janaco in Chicago. So Peterman coming from the Bears, there is at least a relationship on that, understands how to work them. You look for ties, right, as to why certain teams choose certain player and quarterback. But Sean Fazan from Fox 8, who we had on earlier this week, I think yesterday, he said, look, it's very possible Jake Haener is the backup quarterback for the Saints in 2024. All I'm saying is, I go back to where I was kind of thinking a couple of Thursdays ago. We need to come to the realization, especially when you look at moves in free agency and you look at this, and even Ross Jackson and others have said, quietly, the Saints are trying to put their house in order when cap-wise. I think you even said that. Did somebody have told you, little birdie?
Yep.
They're going to. Because this is the reality. You can't go get players. Keep players if you constantly keep doing this. At some point in time, as I said earlier this week, you can continue to restructure and kick the can when your frontline talent is some of the top talent in the league. If I name you starters for the New Orleans Saints right now, are they top 10, top 15, top 20 in the league? At one point in time, they had top 5, top 10, top 15 players, a lot of skill positions.
So you can
kick the can down. You don't have that anymore.
No.
Right?
You don't.
Let's just go through the position groups here. Is Derek Carr top 15, 10, or 5 quarterback? Or are you going below 15?
I don't know if he's not below 15.
He's probably right around, he's like top
Alvin Kamara.
11, 12.
Who?
Alvin Kamara.
He's top 10.
You still think he's top 10?
I don't think he's top 10.
I do.
I would say he's at least top 20. at his
potential
position?
At 15 or
he hasn't been used properly for two seasons,
You can't go back what he did when he was here with Sean
Payton. That's what I'm saying. Going into this season right now, would you put him in the top 10, 15, or 20 running backs in the NFL?
I could put him in a 15 to 18.
I would. Okay, yeah, probably. I'm comfy 15, and we can argue around there. Right?
No, I'd say he's top 10.
Let's go to the front line. Andres Pete's not being re-signed, so at some point in time, either got to find
he
a guard or a tackle.
You don't know
who the starting left tackle is going to be. Right. So would you say left side, left tackle or guard? Do the Saints have a top 10,
no.
a top 15?
No.
Okay. Center. Do the Saints have a top
15? Yeah, top 10. Yeah, I think he's...
McCoy, top 10?
I think he's top 15.
Let's go top 15.
Yeah, I'll go 15.
All right, right guard, Cesar Ruiz.
See, he's just going for the negative side.
No,
I'm just
saying.
He could be top 10.
Right tackle.
Ruiz?
Well, right guard, Ruiz. Guards.
Top 50. No.
Top 15? No, okay, 50. Top 50. No, he said 50. I heard what he said.
He said 50.
No, he's top 20.
I can't put him inside of 15 because I don't know when he can play or not, and he's not that healthy, and he got beat a lot last year. Now, he had the surgery. The Saints are convinced he's going to be ready to go, but I'm saying right now, March 14th, if I'm writing your name down and I'm going, are you top 10, top 5, top 15, top 20? That's what we're going through. Receiver Chris Olave, a question I asked this week, John. You start with you and then Scott. How comfortable, nice mattress, a hybrid mattress, the one where you can, lower and raise and all that. But what kind of sleep are you having with Chris Olave as your number one? Somebody said that yesterday. Sean Fox said waterbed yesterday where it feels good and all of a sudden you're kind of going, because that's how I feel about Olave. Everyone that I've asked that this week said the same thing. You see that potential, but once again, this is a guy that didn't run through routes. This is a guy that I don't know if he's studied. There's questions
about
that.
I'll say he's in the top 20.
He's immature.
Right.
He's in the top 20.
So that's what I'm saying. But that's what I mean. Yeah. So how comfy are you him being your number one?
Well, you got to know that you got to be comfortable because there's nobody else in the roster.
No, but that's the point. But that's the point.
You get somebody else.
That open it up at 14 for you to take a receiver then.
Well, you're not going to bring a rookie receiver and say he's my number one.
But you could if he's that good.
It all depends on who it is, right?
So Brian Thomas for LSU or Neighbors or, the kid from Washington. I mean, but that's the point, though, right? Okay,
the kid from Florida State, but he had a horrendous.
But he has talent. He has skill. I definitely think he's one of the top receivers.
Well, I never thought Olave was the number one receiver for the Saints. I thought he was always the number two.
Okay.
I always thought he was.
You noticed something that I thought was real interesting when it came to him this year. Because right now, he's your number two receiver. And I said in training camp, I think he's going to be this team's number two. He's capable. He runs all the routes. He's done.
Right.
His size might be an issue and all of that. The Saints, he was a restricted free agent. They tendered Shaheed, and he's going to return on a one-year deal. Is it the money thing? Is it, does he prove it? He's one of the most explosive players you have.
Right.
Right? Returning, receiver, all that. But they're giving him a one-year deal. And it ain't very – you know what I'm getting at?
And he can't negotiate with anybody else.
No,
nobody can match it.
Restricted free agent. But that's my point. That's where you are with this team. I'm like, so we're going into the season right now before the draft and haven't had one in free agency. Doesn't mean they can't get Renfrow and all that. I'm just saying, right now.
Yeah, but Renfrow's a possession receiver.
Olave.
But they need a possession.
They do.
Olave. And a guy you gave a one-year deal. And I love the fact that A.T. Perry caught that wild Jameis Winston pass, but the guy's a late-round pick.
Right.
And look, you can count on your hand the amount of Marcus Colston stories
Who did they give a one-year deal to?
Rashid Shaheed.
That's it. Yeah, I saw that.
But that's what I'm saying. How confident? I don't know if it's the lack of confidence with him, but it could be money or it could be, let's see where you are. But the point is,
I don't think they really.
I'm not. When I'm comparing to other teams in the NFC and their receiving core of the Saints, right? Okay. So we went through the offense essentially. And we all agree there isn't a top five player.
You didn't say tight end.
Well,
they got none.
Do we have to?
No.
Is there a top 20 tight end on this team?
No.
Legit. I love Juwan Johnson, but what you considering a top 20?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's where you are, right? It's where you are. Okay. Quickly, defensive line. I like Brzee, but is he a top 10 D tackle yet?
No. Not yet.
I know, but he's going to be.
He has potential. I'm talking March 14th.
Other than that, no.
Okay.
No.
I love Cam Jordan. Do you still consider him a top 10 DN?
No.
Top 15 DN?
No.
Top 20 DN?
No.
Yeah.
What did he do last year? Pull it up.
He got hurt.
He got hurt. When you play every football game, you cannot use the excuse he's hurt. Because if you step into the ring, you're not hurt. Well, you can play. I know a lot of guys do that.
Cam Jordan's been a big
no,
part of this
has,
team.
He's a great asset. Yeah, I mean,
he had two sacks last year.
And you're going to call him a top 20?
This isn't
right,
the
continue. Let's quit trashing him.
I'm not trashing him. I had to pick a number between 1 and 20.
I'm trying to unobjectively evaluate where you are.
It's anybody's right? heart is.
All right. At corner, I like Paulson Adebo.
Oh, yes, I do.
I think he's pretty good.
Yes.
And I might even make a case for a top 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lattimore is.
Yes.
When he's healthy, no doubt about it. But there's a ton of talk about trading him, you know, for one reason or another because of injury and all that. Okay.
But that
would be a strength of your team. And if you do trade him or you don't bring him back for whatever reason, I understand Dennis Allen at the Combine said he's a big part. I get that, but there's still too much smoke from a lot of people saying that the contract was restructured to make it easier for a trade, facilitate all that.
Or just to save money.
Well, you're not better with him not on the team.
You are.
You're not better with him leaving.
Oh, right. No, I mean leaving. Right. You need him more. No. Yeah.
Safety. Yep. They released Marcus May, so you will have a new starting safety. And Tyrann Mathieu. Tyrann Mathieu a top 20 safety?
No. He's not a top 20.
I think he is.
I think I would argue just because of the statistics, he's actually having good years now. Is it impact?
He's been doing well with the Saints.
I would probably
don't like him because he's from LSU.
Let's just throw it in there. Okay, but the point is, like DeMario Davis, all pro, so he's top 20 linebacker.
Yes.
I would say so.
Still, he used to be top 5.
MP Werner?
No.
We don't know. The jury's out.
Yeah. It's
okay. So let's just say jury's out or something. Point is, there's no fives, no top fives, on the team.
No. Not at this moment.
Top 10 player.
I think so. You guys disagreed.
On who? Who's the top 10 player?
Let's go through them again.
No, it should pop up, right? It should pop up immediately.
I said a couple of top 10s and you shot me down.
It's got to be, well, if you go take top 10 player, it's got to be Lattimore.
Lattimore's definitely top 10.
I would say,
Carr's borderline to me.
Top 10 in the league?
Borderline. Just let the season play out, man. You guys have been exhausting with your negativity.
It's not negative.
I mean, especially you, 4K. No, the negativity has been exhausting.
It's a fair
it's
question.
Like with everything else I got going on, I'm looking at this going, why can't somebody just have some faith in their
team?
Can
somebody just tell me how? I want to know. Wait, legit.
I'm going to pull up a text.
There. I want to know.
He sent the text to me in regards to I can't.
They don't have any players, man. No. That's the problem. I mean, it just.
Well, missing negativity here.
I'm worried that they're losing players. And
well, a lot of guys aren't coming here with a coach. They don't know if he's going to be here past 1 year.
You don't want to lose him.
And who wants to sign a 1 year deal? These guys want to sign at least 2 year. They want some money up front. You ought to know how that's how these guys work. They don't want to sign a contract and, I'm signing a 1 year deal. I get no guaranteed money. They want guaranteed money. And that's why some teams are giving that to them.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. I'd love to hear from you, though, Saints fans. Give me who is there a top 20 player, 15 or 10 player? What to know. 14 or continuous section against me, New York. 800-998-1003. We are at, there he is. Look, hey, Dirty Birds. He's got a new chain. Kirk Cousins. Just saying.
What? The media is blowing that so far out of proportion.
Okay, what? True or false? Was he not the number one free agent quarterback available?
Derek Carr was last year.
Exactly, right. Yeah. So were you excited about Derek Carr?
I was.
You were planning trips to Vegas.
So let them get excited about it. You know?
Okay, we're going to go through it.
I know my friend Ray Gabb.
Yeah?
Is listening today.
What's up, Ray?
He listens to all of our shows.
Mm-hmm. What's he do?
He is my hairstylist.
Oh, really?
Cuts my hair.
Is he your barber or your hairstylist?
He's my barber, but he is a
hairstylist. There's nothing wrong with having a stylist.
He does incredible work.
I love a stylist.
Like, he fixed my son's hair, Connor's hair, when it was a mess, man. It was so long, he looked like a Rastafarian.
Nice.
So I took him to see Ray, and he said he wanted to have Brad Pitt's haircut. My son's got beautiful hair.
Yeah.
He's adopted, so it's not, my genes. But he cut his hair, and I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable how good he looks.
Tanya cuts my hair.
But you don't have any hair, John.
Well, she does a good job.
I still have a little bit, but Ray tends to make my make it look like I have more hair. But anyway, he's an old friend of mine. We worked together at Bart's back in the 80s.
Oh, God.
And he's one of the best people you'll ever meet in your life. He's so entertaining. You go in there while he's cutting your hair, you're just talking about everything. And
all right. Have him come by, Lynn. Maybe we can work on John.
Well, but he's always working.
Well, you know, he's busy. Yeah. All right, so we're just doing this. 800-998-1003. I want to hear. Let's just kind of do this on as we're going, Jack. I'll get to you in a quick second. Nathan Peterman being signed by the Saints to compete for the backup role. He worked with the new quarterbacks, Janako coach in Chicago. So there's the tie there. I know there were some reports out there that maybe Jimmy G could be coming over here and had the best-looking backup tandem in the league between Jake Haener and Jimmy G. How about that?
Jesus.
You would have a line to Canal Street.
I was looking forward
in
to
Carrollton
Jimmy G.
If you had a signing with Jimmy G and Jake Haener at your place. On Katie's, I'm just saying.
I like Jake Haener, man.
But we just kind of went through the roster. And I'm like, okay, how many top five, let's start with top five, then top 10, then top 15, then top 20 players do the Saints have? And we kind of went through the roster. We came up with two. I think Alvin Kamara still is a top 20 player.
Yeah, I think he's top Lattimore. 20 in Lattimore.
That's it.
Kamara is a top 10 player.
Alavi.
Was he a top 20
Lattimore,
receiver?
Lattimore. And
there's a lot of receivers in the league. That's the only thing.
I can't give that to Alavi because he hasn't earned it yet.
Right. But I'm not sure about
it. But you've got Lattimore and Kamara are top 10 players in the league.
All right. So we went through that. To be fair, because I know Chef Scotty's trying to make me seem like I'm doing this just to talk about how bad the Saints defense or Saints talent is. But so let's be fair. Let's go through the rest of the division because, after all, the best way to get to the playoffs is to win your division. Let's start in Atlanta. How many top five players do they have?
First of all, let me go back to the Saints.
Well, okay.
How much is not having players the coach's fault?
Who?
He's not drafting.
What do you mean he's not drafting?
Dennis Allen has taken over a dumpster fire.
But did you think it was a dumpster fire when they gave him the job?
Sean Payton
you
left.
You thought when Sean Payton left, the New Orleans Saints were a dumpster
Who
fire.
Who was the quarterback? They didn't even know.
Well, that's their fault. You got to go get a quarterback.
That's the team's fault.
Right, but
it's not the coach's fault.
He tried to go get Deshaun Watson.
Coaches make the final decision
like
on players.
Sless, it's like Coach Sless and this team he's had this year. I'm so disappointed in the players, and I realize that lands on the head coach. I do. But, man, if they don't give effort, I mean, what is a coach supposed to do?
But
Dennis Allen's got some clowns on that team. Or heads on.
Okay, but where does that come from? Because I could make a case and argument that that was not how people. Play. What you perceive as a bunch of clowns or guys that didn't put in the effort probably got tired of spending two seasons with subpar coaching, subpar play calling, and a head coach that didn't hold people accountable.
I agree with the subpar play calling.
Okay.
I do. I've always agreed that we needed a new offensive system.
Right.
We've got that.
Okay, well, why didn't they do that 2 years ago?
I don't know.
I mean, that
should have been.
But is that Dennis Allen?
He's the head coach.
Yeah, he could have told Carmichael. I mean, I want something totally different from Sean Payton.
It's what we talked about last year. At the end of the day, I keep asking all these people who are saying it's everybody else's fault. Did somebody write for me the job description for head coach? You know, like when I go to LinkedIn or something and a job's available, when you post an assistant manager or a chef. Right? Yeah. You're going to put a description of what you're looking for.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the description of what you would call a head coach then? It's partly to motivate, to energize, to coach, to get the right staff.
Well, he's also got to be a talent evaluator.
100%. I mean, you're just not showing up.
If you don't think a head coach
play,
don't get
guys,
you to the room.
You have worn down my positivity.
I'm not. I'm just.
The text message. Guys, anybody listening out there with the Saints? The text messages I get from 4K.
Listen to Jack.
I mean, I am trying here.
I mean, Jack.
I am trying.
Jack, are we being unfair? Yeah. I'm just trying to go around the division and seeing, relatively to the Saints, how many other top 5, 10, 15, or 20 players
I'm worried about the talent they have left.
I know, but I'm trying to make you feel better because I don't think the rest of the division has five.
Let's
like
go
Atlanta.
To Atlanta.
Well, Jack, you can help. You can be a part of this conversation. Atlanta. Kirk Cousins is definitely a top 20, 15,
yeah.
top 5.
Top 15.
Okay.
Top 10.
You don't think he's top 10?
He's not top 10.
You don't think he's top 10. Right. Well, regardless, he's top 15. Okay. Bijan Robinson, potential?
Potential.
He's got tons of potential. So he's top 15.
Let's see. Corner. Atlanta. Todd says cornerback is one as well for them. What about Tampa? Mike Evans.
Wait a minute. Go back to Atlanta. Who else?
You forgot Pitts.
Pitts hasn't proven it yet.
Hadn't proven yet.
He hasn't had a quarterback.
Well, Kyle Pitts. Jack, is Kyle Pitts a top 20 player at his position?
Top 20? Sure, why not?
Jack's going to bury this.
Yeah. Yes.
Jack's going to be any anti-Saints thing he can be. He's another one.
Hey. Gosh, you know the funny part about this? This is a guy who used to call Eric's show, and he was Dr. Doom. All of a sudden, things have changed. Look, I think people are just being honest about what I think people are just being honest about what they think about this team. It's not. I don't hate anybody. Well, that's not true. I wish they'd hire somebody to do Mickey's job, but that's not going to happen. What I believe is going to happen is you're going to see a very bad season next year, and this time next year he'll scapegoat DA. That's what'll happen. You know, they'll blame it on him because he's not going anywhere. So.
Yeah, man, they've made a lot of mistakes in the draft. And they've made a lot of mistakes in free agency in the past. And that's not the coaches. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but something needs to change because they don't have enough players anymore. And it's hard to be positive when you look at it. But I just think this new offensive staff's going to come in and energize this team. And really help that offense.
They got to get O linemen if they want the new coordinator coming in, and maybe Carr will be a little different, and with Kamara back there and everything. But if they don't get five guys up front, maybe four of them up front to protect, Carr's going to be running or getting hurt again.
You're right.
Well, it'll be interesting.
Hey, guys.
Coach Ox, he's listened to us too. From East Jeff.
Go ahead, Jack.
My vice president's going to be Charles Barkley. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, you didn't even ask that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mine is going to be.
I love Charles Barkley.
The Golf Channel. Paige Spurnick, the girl that's on the Golf Channel.
That's your VP?
Heck yeah. I'm going to win those votes. You can count that.
I got to go with Charles Barkley. That's a great one, Jack. I didn't even think about it. I just threw Joe Burrow out there. Or Stephen A. Smith.
Is he going with Screaming A?
I love Screaming A, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm still going with Paige.
You know who bugs me? Shannon Sharp.
Oh my God. I can't hear him. I'd rather hear Stephen A than hear Shannon Sharp.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Well, there he goes.
Jack,
how many top...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say Robert Kennedy's crazy for a lot of reasons. Robert Kennedy's crazy for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is if he pick Aaron Rodgers as his vice president, Aaron doesn't seem like the kind of guy who'd be happy being vice president. I'd be worried about him stabbing me in the back, you know, so he'd be president. Just throwing that out there. I'm sorry, Gus.
Caesar.
Trust me.
I was just asking you how many top 15 or 20 players at their position do the Falcons, Bucks, and Panthers have? I would say Brian Burns was one for the Panthers. They traded him.
Right.
So,
right.
Do the Panthers have any top 20 players at their position?
I can't name one. No.
Okay, dude.
No,
that's a bad.
How about the Bucks?
Team.
Mike Evans?
Yeah, Mike Evans.
Yeah, definitely Mike Evans, and
I guess Baker Mayfield.
Wait, top Winfield?
20.
They franchise tag him. You're right. So the franchise
David.
Tag. They feel that he's a top five. So that's two right there.
Levante David.
Okay.
David.
Okay. David. And I like Devin White.
They got Davis.
But they're free agents.
Eric Davis.
They got. I'm gonna say. I don't know off the top of my head.
So what you
name
say?
What? They got five. At least five guys in the top 20. I'm gonna say top 15.
The bottom line is the Saints have just gotten much older, and I gotta take this call. Excuse me.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
The man's Jack, working at all times.
Jack, how do you feel about Nathan Peterman? Nathan Peterman.
I think he'll end up being cut. I think unless unless the kid they drafted last year just turns out to be complete garbage, I think he'll end up getting cut. Because, I mean, he's been everywhere. He's probably been with, what, I don't know, 10 teams?
Right.
I mean, he's just a guy that can bring in camp, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, he's going to come and they go check him out in the OTAs, and he'll be here a while. See, they can always release a guy after the OTAs, and someone else, you know, they can also possibly trade for a guy, you know, to give up something light and pick up a guy.
Do you draft a quarterback?
Do you draft one?
Uh-huh.
You can't draft one after the third or fourth round. That's just a waste.
Fifth round pick? Yeah.
What you going to do with that?
Well, you don't have a third or a fourth.
Well all right. Then if you draft a fifth and you go for a quarterback, well, you better find somebody that fell down the ladder for whatever reason.
No, I think if you see somebody, you know, with one of those fifth-round picks that they think's worth grooming, you know, nobody they need to play, I think that would be. Hey, look, but guys, I had a question about how the contracts go. Okay, if you're supposed to be an after June 1st cut, can you sign a contract now, or do you have to wait till after June 1st?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
I know there's a time frame after they release you cut it.
You probably agree and all that.
You just can't cut a guy and a day later re-sign him back. I think you have to.
But here's the thing, though. What isn't Winston a post June 1? And he did
correct.
Sign with the Browns.
Yes.
So I guess you can.
Did the Saints release him? Michael Thomas was another guy that they had to release. Yesterday, or give him money, and he can. I mean, they can all sign as when you get released, they can all sign by this day forward. You mean for them to re-sign back with a team that cut him?
No. He's talking about if you cut somebody, can they go re-sign with somebody else before if you designated a post June 1st?
Yes,
I believe so.
If you release a guy and he passes,
but he has
to clear waivers.
I think you're designating that. Jack, to be a post one for, like, bookkeeping purposes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if you release the guy, he's free.
In other words, I can't use that money that I would save in releasing him until June 1st.
Correct.
That doesn't prevent him from going and signing something else.
Right. The guy, when you release a player, he is free to sign anybody he wants.
Yeah, because the whole point of you designating a post June 1st, it's money for cap purposes. Does that make sense?
Hey, guys, one last question. I'm going to go. Are y'all going to do something for the draft? Are y'all going to go somewhere for the draft?
Yes. We got a spot picked out. We'll let you know.
Yes. We will do it.
Y'all have a good day.
I'll let you know. Thank you, man. Hour two of the Sports Hangover is brought to you by Chris's Paving, Driveways, Parking Lots, Overlays. Give them a buzz. Paving it? Call Chris's Paving, 985-960-2131 on the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans. Everybody.
Since they started frosting Pop-Tarts. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingale.
800-998-1003, Chef Scotty. As we're live at Francesca Deli Pizzeria Catering. All by Katie's. What's up, sir?
Ray Gabb says he prefers to be called a stylist over a barber.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying, man.
Okay, because when I go in there, it's mostly like women getting their hair.
Well, that's
done.
A stylish place. Yeah, okay. You know,
barbershop. For me, he's me. He can be my barber.
Well, I like having a stylist. Why not?
Because I don't have any left.
Well, but that's the whole part of being a stylist.
Yeah, but he does. He styles it and makes it look like I have more.
Right. It's called styling your hair.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, Anthony Genovese is listening to us today like he listens every day.
Hey, Anthony. Is it Anthony or Andy?
He's like my nephew, man.
Anthony or Andy? Because Carver's middle name is Anthony.
I was best friends with his dad. His dad was like a big brother to me and Tony Genovese.
Nice.
And his brother and his Uncle Ray is very close friends.
Okay, update version. Mississippi State 44, LSU 38 in the second quarter with 10 minutes left.
Yeah, that's a tough opening
LSU
game.
LSU was winning for a while.
That's a tough opening game for LSU.
We got Ole Miss and
you
got to
remember,
A&M tonight.
I was saying McMahon's such a good coach. He really is because he's turned that team around. I mean, he had two scholarship players last year when he took over after Will Wade got fired and it was a mess. Nobody wanted the job and McMahon came here. And to go 9-9 in his first true season in the SEC with a new team.
What do you think of the vote that happened?
Good.
I think it was yesterday. The vote was yesterday. that they, it looks like they're going to move forward with a brand new basketball arena. Right there on the river, Baton Rouge. So it'll be a new.
Kind of weird. I thought they like to play on.
But not on campus, just down the street. Memphis is not the same thing.
It's
you know,
not that
play
far.
The FedEx.
Yeah, right, yeah. You're right. It's not that far anyway. It's right down the street.
No, I mean, look.
Tulane's got to find a way to get something going on. That little 1,200-seat box they got. Got
to win some games.
What you doing, man?
Does it matter? I don't think you need to win.
1,200-seat box for football?
What?
What are you talking about for Tulane?
Tulane's basketball arena. Fogelman Arena.
First of all, it's a really pretty arena.
Yeah, but an old time.
And look, yes, Tulane underachieved this year, but Tulane's got a really good head coach. Hunter's a really good head coach. He is, y'all. I saw him coach at Georgia State. The problem is getting players at Tulane. You've got to be able to get in academically. Academics at Tulane.
I just got a text on my phone. Tell Chef Scotty, what about Will Wade to Tulane?
I think Will Wade's going to get a much bigger job than that, honestly. Will Wade is...
What he did this year at McNeese.
It's unbelievable.
I know he's a great coach, and LSU was absolutely delusional to fire him to protect the football program. They should have known that all of this was coming. But Will Wade's a great coach, and LSU would be rolling right now had they not fired Will Wade. But McMahon had to rebuild the program.
Yeah.
So...
46-41 now, 9:31 in a second. So LSU trying to come in there and
Mississippi State's a bad matchup for them. They smoked us.
Well, Mississippi State 19-12, 8-10 in the SEC. LSU 17-14, 99, pretty even. I mean,
LSU's, but it's a bad matchup with Mississippi State.
I got you. All right. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. I think TJ, is that on the line? Is that your name, sir? DJ, what's up, bud?
Yeah, I was calling in. I'm about the top thing. I agree with everything you said, but he's not that many, you know, star players per se on the team anymore. Everybody's aging out. So I feel like, you know, the Saints recognize that, and I feel like they hold it back a little bit on free agency this year. They're trying to get their cap under control because, you know, like you said, it was all good when Drew Brees was leading the charge. You can do all the restructuring and doing all the cap stuff. But now we're trying to build a team back up. And, you know, all thing you really can do is go through the draft that way.
Now, look, I think that's why I was going through the list, right? Just to kind of look at it from that perspective. And then just not only look at this roster, but in fairness, so Chef Scotty doesn't stab me with the toothpick from the club sandwich over here.
I'm too full from eating half of it.
How many top 20 players, DJ, would you say the Falcons have? At their position, not top 20 in the NFL, but at running back, would you say Bijan Robinson is a top 20 potential back this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kyle Pitts at tight end.
He got the potential. He never had a quarterback, you know, to really throw off his talent. But I think Kirk
Cousins. Okay, Drake London was a top 10 pick.
Kirk Cousins.
So, I mean, the potential, I would say, is there as well. And Kirk Cousins is absolutely a top 15, top 10.
Freaking savior.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I know you don't want to hear it, but he is.
Why are you acting like that?
Because I don't like the Falcons.
Yeah, hey, it's all good. I'm a Saints fan, too. But I can realize, you know, when people are doing good, and you got to be honest, the Falcons are doing good right now. It looks like it anyway.
Pardon me. Whatever.
I do like that he wears trip.
Yeah.
All those chains.
Feel me?
But yeah, like I was saying, I just feel like Olave, DeMario Davis, and Lattimore, you know, the only three really, you know, premier players we have left.
So you don't put Kamara in there anymore?
I was about to get to him. Kamara, he can get back there. If I output the four day to choose from, right? I think he still got some
definite
type
of
this. Okay, so this offensive staff's going to change this.
Okay, so you're going to say, DJ, the potential is four. You would say four. DeMario, Lattimore, Olave, and Kamara. Okay. I can't argue with that because I do think they were so poorly coached and not utilized and used in the proper way that I do think you saw a lot of offensive players not have their potential. I mean, they
wasted
just
2 years.
No, well, again, that's why I was so agitated. I was like, you should have just done it 2 years ago because
just
that's where
to
we
be
are.
Positive.
Well, you and your positivity, where did it get you?
Yeah.
2 years of pain.
Nowhere.
You just need to be honest.
Pain. 2 years
after
the playoffs, we're trying to be real about it. We didn't make the playoffs in 3 years.
I'm going to play words with friends.
We being real right now. You
tell
your words
and
friends. We
paying
words.
There you go. DJ, this is just for you. This is Chef Scotty and me. Should have been 2 years ago's conversation.
What's your prediction for the fight then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Pain.
I like that.
Pain. while the rest of the division was a dumpster fire. Pain.
He was scheduled with Elite.
Yeah, but what happened when he came back and got him?
We're going to be talking.
Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, knock you tomorrow, Rock.
You're saying defensive staff last year, you're saying offensive staff this year. So hopefully everything comes good. But that's all I got. Y'all have a good one, man.
You too, my man. Thank you for the phone call, DJ.
I like the last thing DJ said. Hopefully it comes together.
I told you this already. And John may not be completely on board with this, but at the very least, I'm hearing now what I would have loved to have heard 2 years ago. At least there's a plan. Because nothing that they've done with these coaches, it's going and changing philosophy, this isn't a 3 to 5 month fix. Like, the Saints' offense isn't going to be top 10, top 5 in their Super Bowl contender just yet. You can hope for it. You can dream it.
Yes,
but
they will.
Well, what did Jeff Ireland say at the Combine? He sat down with Kubiak and he said, what kind of players do you need for this system? You look at San Francisco, it took some time to find the right players. They still went and got, you know, traded for McCaffrey. They decided with the quarterback they need and all right. that. It takes time to get that. What I'm saying is, this is a 2-3 year deal. This is a 2 year build, I'm telling you. So at least it's
from
a
now
plan.
On, you mean from here going
yes.
forward.
Yeah.
All right,
yes.
Now before we go any further, let me ask this question.
Okay.
What is the most important thing the Saints need to do right now with this football team?
I think build your offensive line.
Thank you. Do they even have – how are they going to build it?
I don't know.
You can't draft 5 guys and you be my starter. Okay. Why didn't they try to get – some people in here.
Maybe this staff can get something out of Penning.
Get who? I have no problem with that. That's one.
Penning
you got
needs
a center.
To work out.
What about the other? Let me tell you something. They need help on O-line because linemen get hurt.
Penning needs to work out.
You need some backup help on that offensive line when a guy goes down. Because what happens with the Saints the last couple of years? They had guys drop like flies. They got to put this guy, move this guy around. They need 8 linemen who can play in the NFL.
Well, I know there's so much hope and promise for Chef Scotty. I just really hope we're not in like week 3.
Oh, no! We suck again!
I really hope I don't have to play that in September. Because
I hope not
either,
I will
either, say this.
Bro.
You're so optimistic. You would say there's still 16 or 14 games left, Gus.
Oh, yeah. It is. He'll text us.
Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE, will join us. Your phone calls the rest of the way here as well.
We were so close last year.
Were we?
The Green Bay game.
Chef Scotty, I don't have the heart. Before we go to Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE, put your headset on. You got to listen to this. Let's go. First end, it was a very beautiful video of he and the kids celebrating. Brand new deal with the Jets. Remember one time nice punter in New Orleans and Sean Payton, your guy, decided he wasn't good enough anymore.
Payton.
By the way, Thomas Morstead, 11th best or 10th best punter, depending how you want to look at it, in the league last year. Your Saints punter, what do you have to do, John, to find?
I had to go to the
next page.
The next page.
The next page of people that have kicked the ball, and he's second to last.
Second to last. He's the 30th best kick punter.
Yeah, Nick Folk, Greg Joseph behind him. Greg Joseph averaged 14 yards. He might have punted once.
Oh, my God.
Nick Folk is a field goal kick.
Well, I'm just telling you, Lou Hedley is
a punter.
Well, right.
I'm looking at the punter.
They're two different positions.
What's that? Punting. That's
punting.
What I hit. Punting.
We're looking at punting.
What's that got to do with Nick Folk?
Nick Folk is a punter.
He's below him.
He's a punter.
Yeah.
Looking right at Nick Folk is a punter.
For who?
I thought he was a field goal kicker.
All right, you know what? Anyway, just go back to whatever it is that you were doing. Yeah, we were just trying to...
We'll wake you up in a minute.
We were just trying to pile on. That's all we're doing.
From number 10 to number 30.
Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Piling on,
real
man.
Good, although trying to figure out what happened.
People, everybody listening out there.
A bunch of points a moment ago, and now trailing by 3.
What we got here? 5:48 left in the second.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to make my bets on my ESPN app.
Oh, you didn't? Well, you see, you'd be listening
you know,
to Jeff.
May not be really lying.
That is World 2.
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm on it.
You can get it. 53-50.
Just open it up. No, I got other bets to make.
Okay, well, that's easy enough. There is another college basketball game coming up later tonight. North Texas and Tulane, the American Athletic Conference Championship. What does ESPN bet feel about that one?
Well, I'll tell you what. Tulane is the underdog. They are getting 5.5 points. The over-under is 141.5. On the over-under, and right now most of the money is heading toward North Texas, 89% on North Texas right now. But I will tell you this, Tulane, when they are underdogs by 3.5 to 7.5 points, they're 1-0 on the season. Not a big pool to scientifically pull anything out, but again, good news along those lines. I believe Tulane's pretty healthy, but North Texas, they're going to be without Rondell Walker, so we'll see if that plays a part into it. But again, the previous history for Tulane getting more than 3.5 to 7.5 points, 100%.
Is he enough? I like that. That's probably a good sign.
Tulane getting more than 7.5 is 100%.
For that standpoint. Ooh, now it's 53-52. Mississippi State over
right now.
I see both of y'all literally are just on your phones here. All right, fine. I'm going to go to some games that matter for the Pelicans. Jeff, Suns at the Celtics. It's in Boston. How do you see this one?
Boston, 5.5 point favorite. 225.5 the over-under. Money line, Boston, minus 210, Phoenix, plus 180. Celtics lead the NBA in offensive efficiency, 121.7 points per 100 possessions. And Kevin Durant ranks fourth in the league in scoring, 28.5 points per game. One of the reasons the Celts may be able to cover, Jason Tatum is having an MVP-caliber season as the 26-year-old forward ranks 7th in the league in scoring, a little better than 27 points per game. Also averaging 8.4 rebounds, 4.9 assists per game. And maybe one of the reasons the Suns can cover, Phoenix, one of the greatest scorers in league history, and Kevin Durant, two-time NBA Finals MVP, has scored 28,544 points. But again, Allen averaging a career-high 13 points per game. But again, at home, Boston, minus only 5.5. I'm kind of like the Celtics at home tonight.
Speaking with Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KANE, about ESPN bets and some of the games to keep an eye on. The other one, the Thunder-Dallas game. That's another one, too, where you're kind of like, see who wins on this one here. As that game is going to be in OKC, the Thunder in first place in the West. That game's the late game on TNT, Dallas on the road.
Yeah, Thunder, 45-20 overall, 26-7 at home. Pretty impressive there. The Mavs, 38-28 overall, 18-13 on the road. Not a bad road record. Thunder have won and covered the spread in two of their last three head-to-head matchups with the Mavericks. Thunder, minus 11.5 on this one, over-under, 234.5. And a couple of things you want to be thinking about. The Mavs relying on another big game from Kyrie Irving, especially if Dunshuk is unable to play, and that's something I'd check on maybe before I do drop a couple of bucks on the game. Irving, though, has averaged 25.2 points, 5 assists, 1.2 steals a game. Thunder are 19-9 against the spread in their last 28 games. When favored at home, Thunder 22-11 against the spread in their last 33 games when at home. Mavs 35-29 against the spread in their last 64 games versus teams allowing more than 102 points per game. Throw that into the equation, and the Thunder minus 11.5 would be my pick.
Jeff, how can folks get involved at ESPN Bet with all the college basketball going on here as well, leading into Selection Sunday on Sunday, man?
Absolutely. ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. It's the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN folk and shows. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. Again, ESPN Bet. Download it today if you haven't already. What a play. Got to be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. Terms and conditions apply. Check out the app for details. Gus, it's all yours.
All right, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk again tomorrow, 1:45. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KANE. Guys, I want to ask you all about this because I don't know if, I mean, look, obviously with the Saints bringing in Nathan Peterman as the backup, you know, my idea is not going to go fly or anything of that nature. Yesterday I was having a little fun, and the day before that, I said, you know, ready for this, 4K? Ready for this?
Let's hear it.
What about this? What about calling Chicago and seeing if you can get Justin Fields for a fifth?
Oh, they don't.
And maybe, hold on. Wait, here.
Go ahead.
And then maybe make him the next Taysom Hill. Hear me out. Taysom Hill is 6'2", 211. Justin Fields is 6'3", 228. 221, sorry. 221 for Hill, 228 for Fields. Point is, kind of similar stature, size, like body size, right? The best things that Justin Fields did in Chicago was run the football. Occasionally a throw. Like, I'm not asking him to come in here and be the starting quarterback or do something of that nature. And I'm looking at this offense, how it's used. Like, if a guy like Purdy, where the formations help you, it's a one read, it's quick out of your hands, you're using your legs, it's misdirection, it's a handoff, or you're doing a read option. And again, I'm like Hill, 7 to 10 plays or something like that. I'm just saying, for fifth, I mean, I'm making him hang up on me. Because there's no market for him.
Right.
So
we forgot about Taysom Hill. That's a top 15 player.
You think he's a top 15 player?
Man, they can't stop him.
Oh, here we go. Let's get back to the topic at hand here.
So here's what Chris Canning, he was asked this morning, what is the market for Justin Fields?
I think we're haggling between a third rounder and a second rounder. Because
still?
If Trey Lance went for a fourth rounder, you know it's got to be more than that. So if it,
still, you think you don't think somebody could swoop in and offer a fourth rounder right now for him and get him?
Yeah, I think if Trey Lance is worth a fourth round pick, Justin Fields is worth at least a third. It's at least a third, but that's the part that doesn't make sense to me. Like, they wanted a second round pick to get this deal done, and if teams are offering you a third round pick, why are you doing this dance and inviting this level of controversy? It just doesn't make sense.
All right, here's my thing, because this is to the point. This is this morning.
Pardon me.
This is before the Falcons traded Desmond Ridder to the Cardinals for a receiver that will be starting in Atlanta.
That was the dumbest trade by the Cardinals.
Well, I just saw somebody post, we live in a world where Desmond Ridder's trade value is higher than Justin Fields. But that's a fact. That's a fact. Arizona traded a receiver that's going to start for the Atlanta Falcons for Desmond Ridder. And right now, what would you trade for Justin Fields right now?
Well, if I'm a team trading, wanting a quarterback, you know, to save me my picks, obviously, you know, the Bears want that second round. They might squeeze out now and go to a third. If I'm a team, I'm holding all that. You'll take a fourth round pick for them? Because Chicago's at a situation right now, they're going to get stuck holding on this guy and getting nothing for him. And you got to trade.
I'm surprised Kubiak hasn't said, man, bring him in as a backup for the Saints. Let me work with this.
That's the key. But you were talking about another Hill. He's not another Hill.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Before Hill was Hill.
He's a quarterback.
You don't want to look at
stud, man.
I know he's very unique.
There are two different positions. Fields is a quarterback. Hill's a jack of all trades. Field can play quarterback. He just didn't have the coaching staff, and he needs time. I like the fact what Scotty said. Bring him here and back him up as a backup.
So you don't think I am that nuts, then?
Not to say make him a jack of all trades.
I'm just saying right now to use him. Well, what I'm saying right now, I mean, you got a guy to might as well use him when we see performance.
I think Fields was in a bad situation in Chicago. Bad coaching staff.
100%.
Bad players.
And that's what I'm saying. In this offense,
I'd bring him
in
here.
This offense, where the ball is out of your hands, like that, right. That is a philosophy. Like you're
that'll help him.
Right, because it is a fair critique. That guy is in that pocket, and oh my goodness gracious. I mean, there's people coming wide open. He doesn't know where he's sitting.
I would give him a shot. Yeah. You know, I'd trade.
Well, I mean, it's worth a phone call of, hey, I'll give you a couple of fists. They got like four fists. I'm just saying, like, let them hang up on me.
That's about what they'll do.
Just let them hang up on me. And then when nobody offers you anything, maybe they call you back.
I agree.
I mean, I'm at least see what the price is.
They better get a quarterback to back up Carr. I'm sorry.
Hour 2 was brought to you by Chris's Paving. Driveways, parking lots, overlays, locally owned and operated, your asphalt and concrete paving contractor for the New Orleans and Bayou regions. If you're paving it, call 985-960-2131. Kenny Farrell in the house here as well as the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.